Okay. So we're starting, it seems. I just want to say thank you. I think I have learned something that I can keep using from now on. And I don't have any question at the moment, so.
Yeah, sometimes when I have a aware moment, it reminds me of childhood, and I think like when I was a child, I was very aware. I was in touch with the nature and every experience. So this got me thinking. I'd like to know, like, how is childhood seen in Buddhism? Is it like are children kind of pure and no, are they kind of free of this unwholesome attributes, or and how should we think about, for instance, when we're raising children, what should we have in mind?
Tu wa takali the DC ne tu nge zin bwa ro ga bwa o tadi ya de de nyen nyen rong a lu ti yong be lu be lu khan za de de sit ka a da mae buddha ba da a ni ne khali o blu yu sa le de khali a phit kin ne lu yu sa la blu yu le de na bro khali o ho mwe mwe ji mwe mwe phwa de ka blu khom le ba le
ประมาณนั้นบลูคอลเลยคลีโอชีพยังเราลงตาบลูรู้สึกว่าสร้างเสร็จบลูลงออกเลยบลูลงออกกันเลยไม่ตาเนี่ยบลูบ่มีแต่ญาณเนี่ยญาณเนี่ยอดิก็เราไม่ตาเนี่ยญาณเนี่ยพี่ดูท้องเราบ่มาคลีสุดาก็ไม่ติได้ผิดตัวไม่ติได้ตัวตัวบ่ว่าสิอ่ะเจ้าคลีบ่ว่าสาบิเตียนอ่ะเตียนเต็มมาบ่เห็นตัวกูก็ไม่ก้าว
Sierra
says, bring up children with metta and wisdom. That's the best way to bring them up. And in Buddhism, and in bringing up children, Sierra says, instead of trying to make them fit our idea of what is good or safe or right for them, Sierra says, we need to teach them the skills so that they can choose what is right and beneficial for themselves. And wise, and yeah, teach them to be strong on themselves. And Sierra says in Buddhism, children are considered to be full of delusion. They don't know yet. They may have direct experience of their senses, but they don't know how to interpret things. So Sierra says that's why wisdom in teaching children is so important, because we help them form their perceptions. They form some of them themselves, but you know, where possible, you want to in nature versus nurture. In the nurture part, you want to be able to give the input of metta and wisdom, so that
right information is people put down.
So that they have the right information and the right view. He says you can see that children don't, the delusion in children, in that Sierra says, for example, when they have bad experiences or something, sometimes the trauma that children experience can be much deeper, because it's like an empty plate or slate, and then when some mark is made on it, it's very deep and it can feel indelible. So that's why he says you want to begin by giving them you know, right information and so on, so to form their wisdom. And also, because they don't know, when they do things, they can do it very, with lots of, like, full power, for, you know, and they can do things very unskillfully or skillfully as well. And you want to guide that, those actions as well, towards the skillful by example. The way the mind works, Seattle says, when it doesn't know something and it grasps something strongly, it holds on very tight when the mind doesn't know or understand. And when it grasps something very tight, it's very hard to get the mind to let go of an idea when it doesn't know better. So these go into the subconscious and they don't know they're holding these ideas. So that's why you want to help. So some examples of this are like fear of falling or a fear of height, things that, you know, are learned when they are young from experience, yeah. So.
Thank you.
Yes, I could maybe tell first something about my practice this last 2 days, and then I think I have a question as well. Practice has been getting better. Now I've been like during the time trying to use less energy and more subtle way of meditation and more natural awareness, what Sayadaw said, and it has started to working more, so it's very, very good. I'm very, very happy related to that, and I think there's lots of work still to do, so that I think will be my main goal, and trying to be aware all the time.
So atera shora ne the bawa jaja li ne ne ta da li tri cha mu jo sa era tu ye adika ywe che to ro a sin pye la ne tu
and it has also brought like more relaxness in the practice, and I see it's good thing. Only maybe the one thing that I would like to ask is that which I'm not totally sure that usually when before this retreat when and also during the retreat, sometimes when I feel like I'm agitated and maybe my mind is restless or I feel like I'm in my head too much, how should I continue in, for example, when, if I begin to come aware and start meditating. Mm-hmm. And usually I would concentrate more on my body and maybe belly area to get more grounded. And is this what Sayadaw think of this? And are there some tips related to this?
That is when the mind.
A simple little toa, mother.
When the mind is thinking a lot and it's causing agitation, usually it's thoughts that are unskillful. He said, like they're related to things that we want or things that we don't like, and if we keep thinking those thoughts, the mind will start to get agitated.
Yes.
And he says, when we want to if we want to just quiet the mind. He says there's two ways to do it. Either we pay attention to something and we are mindful continuously so that the mind cannot think. So when you work the mind continuously so it cannot think, then it calms the mind. The other way, Seattle says, is to think in the right way, is to check your attitude, right? Check your attitude. Is the mind, does it have the right view? Does it know that this is just the mind thinking? Thinking is the nature of the mind, so it's just something that's happening. You can learn about it. Or, you know, view, remind yourself that the goal is not to calm the mind, but to learn what's happening. And if the mind stops resisting what it's experiencing, that can also... It's not that the agitation in front stops, like what you're watching may not stop, but you can see that you can watch in a calm way, right? So see whether you see that.
Yeah, and that's what I have been trying also and learning. And sometimes it has worked, but sometimes I also feel that, okay, maybe, and I'm thinking also that maybe after the retreat there will be situations that if there's lots of agitation, so... I feel like it's better to first calm a little and ground, and then
start. So you have those two options.
But yeah, that's a good thing. So I will try to learn more that other way as well, and that's maybe the good.
Yeah, tuh biar sekarang ni muka awak ing masuk ini, ko tung teh awak tu biar di luar nak khusi ya ko tung teh tu lo ko lila pon.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks.
Hello.
Hi.
Yep.
Oh, she pia hua pia mla. Ho the water ma bro chi lo po so la in a neutral object chi pia la lo pia.
E ba ne sin na ra ma ya wu su yin no. Ko na concentrate ko wen lo ma. Da da shin so me.
Yeah. He does say that if we try to have the right attitude and we try to observe and all that.
But it, me ya hua wa to.
But it agitates the mind more. Like the resistance is so strong that it gets worse. Then we're not able to adjust the attitude of the mind, right? He says then if it's getting worse, then he said stop, then go back to the neutral object. Yeah.
Okay,
then.
So that means.
So if you try to do the second way, right, which is to try and have the right attitude and try to observe, and when you're trying to do that, if it agitates the mind more.
Yeah.
Like as you observe it, so it's not succeeding, right? It's getting more and more agitated. If that happens, then because it's not succeeding, he says it's better to go back to a neutral object and build up the strength of the awareness first. Yes,
that's the case.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I've been very kind to myself, like sleeping a lot.
Uh-huh.
Giving myself time enough.
Yeah.
And also like sitting.
Yeah.
Checking it very relaxed.
Uh-huh.
And it's been very good for myself.
Uh-huh.
Like also for like working with defilements.
Uh-huh.
They're being like subtle and like strong ones and like I guess I have been able to also like put some wisdom in practice with them.
Yeah.
And it's been very good.
Uh-huh.
And it's been also challenging somehow, like in a good way, that I'm here in the retreat with my girlfriend, because it's quite hard to keep somehow like a distance to her. So it's a good practice to kind of with the emotions and like defilements and like many things just like rise strongly and immediately, and especially like being in the silence. And also when the silence is broken, what happens then, and and going back to silence and like these experiences.
Yeah.
It's been very like a teaching for me, at least hopefully for her also. So if there is a like kind of a tip for like if you are like taking a course, like a meditating course, like with a very close friend or like a girlfriend or husband, like a relative, like any tip would be like welcome.
ตัวเจ้าตัวตัวเฉิงไปได้จินามุเลยไปได้แล้วอัตลอไอ้เดนน่ะบ่เตียถ่ายเนี่ยเฉิงมารีแลกซ์ลงไปแล้วเลิกได้สรแล้วอะถ้ากูผิดได้ทุทุเปลี่ยนดีขี้เลตาได้ชุ่มเลยส่วนตัวปูปรสึกกับไอ้เอซๆๆชื่อได้ป่ะเนาะขี้เลตาเตเตจี้ๆอกลงแล้วปรดีสึกาไม่เปล่าได้อณีท้ามาสึกาเปล่าราริผิดลาไปส่วนสึกกับบลูรีแอคผิดแล้วตัวเลสึกาเปล่าให้บลูผิดแล้วแล้วปรตัวเนี่ยยีซาดีมา เดี๋ยวเวเนเรสรตัวผิดแท้สิทธิ์ดิโหบลูคอมเรดตัวเนี่ยสกาเปียวลงไม่ได้เย็นนี้ลงไม่ได้ไอ้สิทธิ์ดิตัวจี้เลยป่ะเนาะตัวอาชิพยาโหอะโลเย็นนี้แหละหนูเนี่ยสักอันตรุเวเมสเซอร์อาชิพยาบ่อาจารย์ญาณชื่อเลยเนาะชื่ออ่ะกูสิทธิ์กูจี้ป่ะเชียร์ซิส no tips watch your own mind he says don't look at that person, watch your own mind. And he says, when we go home, we will see that person all the time anyway. But we still watch our own mind. Yeah, a little bit. Okay. Thank
you. Mm-hmm. What can I say? Thank you for sharing your experience. I'm really happy to see that you are happy. And you are inspired about this. Observing the mindfulness, and for me as well, actually, I'm happy about myself. It's been an amazing week.
Mm-hmm.
So many new things, so many new feelings, emotions, and experiences, and it's too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
It feels, yes, I'm not physically prepared for so many things happening
mm-hmm.
here. Yeah, and my feelings are ambivalent. I mean, in a way that from one side, I'm interested in awareness, in being aware, and this kind of new life. But from other side, it doesn't make much sense for me as I'm here in this body and I'm in these feelings and thoughts and in this material, and maybe if I would see just normal movie it would be okay to be aware and maybe distant, but I feel like I'm seeing 3D movie, like I'm in totally in this material, in this maya or illusion, what do you call it, and it just doesn't make sense to go out of it. But at the same time, I know it brings me so much happiness and so much suffering as well.
Mm.
And yes, I'm not happy in living like that, but at the same time, not sure will I be happy being aware and like dedicate my life in this practice and living like that, thinking like that. I'm not sure is it right moment for me now, maybe later, next time. Let's see.
ตัวละตัววันตาเรตัวตุ้ยจงเนี่ยมีอะไรเหรอมีเนี่ยที่เดียวมีมีแต่แม่ตัวพี่เลยตัวเรดี้เราไม่พิจารณาเลยแต่เราไม่ตัวอันที่สั้นเนี่ยหัวตุ้ยจงโบตัวสิกะนักว่าพิจารณาเลยดีบัวโอ้ดีลูกบัวเสร็จแล้วมั้งล่ะ โอ้อติเนี่ยดิอติเนี่ยเสร็จเนี่ยมะล่ะไม่ห่วงโหดิโกเนเนเนจะอไตแม่เนี่ยมะล่ะดิโลติยาราสึกแท้มาหอดเด้วนตาราแล้วสิเด้วนแน่ราแล้วสิเด้ทุกข์แล้วสิเด้ทุกข์แล้วสิเด้แต่แม่สึกก็สิ้นซะเลยแล้วหอดเด้ดิมาทุกข์ยောက်เด้โหยောက်เด้โหกูว่าดุขะตะแกไม่สิอูล่ะไม่ตีနိုင်กูเด้สึกก็ไม่ตีနိုင်တော့ตู
Just
try both ways, Yadusa. Yeah, that's how we find out.
Then we find out which one we will.
Wow, learning at the Miaiwe, Lila, Maji, that she yadalo, Miaiwe, Lita, and Tizian, Miaiwe, so Lalima.
There's so much left to know. We have such a long life left to live. So much more to understand. We can take our time.
Mm. Yeah, that's why I'm thinking today, because should be right time.
He says, after all, you've come all the way here to find out. You know, so that's already great.
Yeah. I just somehow feel trapped in this. I cannot be one way anymore, and I cannot be this new way, maybe. But yeah. I think about this awareness, it's kind of just one of thousand ways how to, like, grow. So maybe not really my, but... Because there is something missing in me for this. I don't have this kind of passion to or curiosity to be mindful. I don't have this passion. And I need passion for something to just...
Passion and interest is built from familiarity. He said, when we become skillful at something, we always find it more interesting. So, when we have more experience, he said that provides that familiarity. And he said it's not just meditation, right? He says if you play a game and it's new, you know, the mind, if it finds a game difficult, it doesn't really want to play it. It wants to, you know, play a game that's more, that's more its own level of practice, you know, its own level of skill. For those who like challenge, for those who like challenge, who are already more skillful at playing games, he says then they like the games that are more challenging. Right, so it's just, you know, it's just based on whatever we do and we are skillful at, then we just, that becomes more interesting.
Today I was thinking that there are some kind of, something is missing and there are kind of blocks in me which doesn't, like, prevent me from this. And I cannot name them, but there is something.
One day you will know them. You will know what is blocking you.
I'll take my time. Yeah, but it was really useful also for me and
just... Yes, he says, just do what you can, he said.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bibi.
We have a pleasure. Okay.